Welcome to the sofa. I'm Sherry.
I'm Bonnie, and this is the Sisters Hallmark Sip and Chat podcast.
We're a couple of crownheads who love all things Hallmark.
Welcome back, everyone. So glad to be back. Thanks to our fellow crownheads for following us. We're so glad that you're on this journey with us.
It's the first week of Hallmark's Countdown to Christmas on the W Channel, which also marks the beginning of our season 3 for our podcast.
Which is crazy. I can't even believe we made it. So excited when the fall comes around and we get to start the countdown again. So looking ahead at the season and their lineup of movies, they have a really good set of movies this year. I think we both have set up 3 that we're most looking forward to watching. Mm-hmm. So I'll start. So these are my top 3 that I'm looking forward to this season. First of all, A Merry Scottish Christmas, and it has Lacey Chabert and Scott Wolf back together as siblings, traveling this time to Scotland to spend Christmas with their mother, and where there is a family secret that's revealed. So I'm looking forward to that. My second one is A Biltmore Christmas, where Bethany Joy Lentz plays a screenwriter. Haha, I love writing. Filming a classic Christmas movie at the beautiful Biltmore House. If you haven't seen it, go online and check it out. It's gorgeous. And the third one is Heidelberg Holiday, and it's set in the prestigious Heidelberg Christmas Market in Germany. And these are all these choices are 3 places in the world I would love to visit one day. So that's my top 3. Looking forward to those ones. How about you, Cher?
Okay, my top 3 are starting with My Christmas Guide. I chose this movie because I am such a dog lover and it's about dogs. Number 2, Haul Out to Holly, Lit Up. Loved part 1, so I'm so looking forward to seeing part 2. And my third choice is A Not-So-Royal Christmas, because I'm a huge fan of all things royal. So I'm looking forward to this.
I think we've got some good choices there. There's lots of other movies, of course, they're going to play that we're going to be excited. And including the 2 we're going to talk about today. And just before we pop into that, just in case people are interested, we have a couple of new things. Number 1 is a sponsorship link on our website. So if you go to our website and you'd like to help support our podcast, you can join a sponsorship with there's various numbers and it's monthly and you can start and cancel anytime. And if you do, we certainly appreciate it. Okay, so let's move on to the drink for this episode. So this time around, we will be sipping a classic eggnog from the Hallmark Channel Countdown to Christmas, Celebrate the Movie Magic book. That's a lot of words. And you can find that recipe on our website, sisterssipandchat.ca, as well as a link to purchase the book if you are interested in getting it. It has lots of other things than drink recipes in it. And so this is going to be our source for the drinks this year. So you can also head to Facebook and Instagram to see pictures of our creations. We'll be posting those as well this year. And so like we said in this episode, we're going to be talking about 2 movies from this weekend on the W Channel, which are Checking It Twice and Where Are You Christmas?
Okay, so let's get started with movie number 1, Checking It Twice. That's starring Kim Mitula as Ashley and Kevin McGarry as Scott. Ashley, a commercial realtor, and Scott, a journeyman hockey player, find themselves in Idaho Falls at Christmas time. Both have a losing score at love, but are trying to earn a win in their careers. Will a long-awaited career opportunity crush their relationship prospects or open their eyes to the new dream? Okay, so let's find out how this movie rates on our sofa rating system. But first, a quick explanation for those that don't know. Our custom sofa rating system includes a list of 20 Hallmark tropes broken down into 10 categories that will determine how Hallmark is this movie. You can download the list from our website at sisterssipandchat.ca. This movie earned 15 out of 20 sofas. High score. The breakdown categories were town holiday celebrations, location, 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 friends and family, fairs of the heart, big life changes, and of course, the charitable event, hockey team volunteering for community Christmas activities.
Yes, you know, I knew from the beginning that their credit cards are going to be switched or their debit cards, which was still a very cute meet cute, whatever you want to call it. I think it was very cute. Though I still feel like, as cute as that was, I'm not sure why she felt the need to lie to her family about why her ex-boyfriend wasn't going to come. I mean, I feel like that was the perfect reason, though, for the writers of this story to have Scott be around, this sort of, you know, boyfriend not being there or whatever.
Right.
I did find that the actors had really good chemistry. Like I really like the humor. I think the humor really played a good part in the movie as well.
That's good. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, the misunderstanding at the airport was a little silly to me, because when she scanned his card at the restaurant, it showed that he had no money because they didn't need to look at it. She was just zapping it, right?
Yeah.
So it wasn't her card until the waitress read it and went, oh, this isn't yours. And she kept it. And then when they went back to get their cards resolved, they did go back to get hers, but his was, we never saw him go back and get his cards that she, you know, proved that it was him. So I'm not, or sorry, we did see
no,
him.
No, we saw his card.
We saw his card get back, not the other card, right?
Yeah, sorry. We didn't see her get her card back.
Her
which
card
I thought
back
was a little
yeah.
weird.
It was weird. That was because that person actually noticed the card wasn't the right one right off the bat, whereas the other was slight. So my thought was, when my husband and I were watching it going, well, then if it didn't swipe, then maybe he didn't have money to buy dinner for his team regardless.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, if you can't afford whatever it was, a $75 wreath, then how are you going to pay for an entire meal of, it was obviously six or seven guys or something.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, I thought that was a little bit, and maybe he made sure he had cash on it before he went in. I don't know. It's just,
well,
one of those
he clearly didn't have cash on himself because he couldn't pay the bill. The boys had to pay for it. But I also agree with you about the lying about the boyfriend coming to Christmas, because once again, that seems silly. Christmas is a huge undertaking for your family and your friends. Mm-hmm. Like, and they were trying to make sure he felt included. They had made the grandmother made the scarf. Like, you were expecting someone to show up. So I did think that that was not so nice, because for us, we, our family, yourself included, and it was for you guys last year, we have that standard of no man left behind. So if someone's alone at Christmas, we make sure there's a seat at the table for them. But not knowing that someone's coming, or sorry, I shouldn't say not knowing, because sometimes guests show unexpected and you're glad to have them, but planning for someone to come when you know they're not coming and not telling, I didn't think that part was so great.
I thought it was unnecessary too. Like, I just didn't get why she couldn't just have admitted it. Like, if people break up all the time, she's an adult. They weren't, it wasn't a divorce. It was like, my boyfriend and I broke up.
Exactly.
And he broke up with me. It wasn't even like she dumped him. It was like,
and if she told the story about him stealing her, like, they would have been like, yeah, you're better off without that guy.
Like, yeah, they would have been like, yeah, totally got your back, girl.
So didn't that seemed unnecessary, completely unnecessary, that particular piece. I agree.
I really did feel for Scott in his new team situation. You know, it's tough to be, he's seasoned, but he's new.
Yeah.
I mean, seasoned, you know. But of course, he still needed to learn, at least at the beginning, how to be a team player. Because he was like, oh, I don't want to be, I know he didn't like Christmas, but you don't want to participate in anything the team is doing. That seemed a little bit offside to me. But we did find out through all of that he has a real knack for coaching, and especially when he let those kids, or the kids were letting him be on their team on the, you know, when they were on the ice rink or whatever. It was so cute. And he was so good with them, you know?
He was.
Yeah.
And it was great how the other team went, you're on my team next time.
Yeah. Next time you're on mine.
You're on mine.
And the team he's for, they're all so excited to get, you know, up a level, and up a level is in Boise, Idaho. And I have to say, I've never heard so many people be so excited to go to Boise.
If
you were going to Boise, they were freaking out. So Boise, good on you, because this is your movie.
That's right. Good, really good advertising for them. My husband and I, as I said, were watching it, and we just kept saying throughout it, like, he should be a coach. Like, he, you know, he breaks everything down. He's seeing the whole game holistically. and seeing what someone, like the littlest thing that they're not doing, you know, pull out your hip, blah, blah, blah. Like, I wouldn't know that much about hockey, but he really was able to see it clearly. And the other players identified that, as well as the coach, obviously. But the thing that was so heartbreaking was that he had grew up from his dad that only those that cannot play coach. So he felt that being a coach was a failure, as opposed to that is like an amazing gift that you can teach others. Like that, that's a real gift from God, kind of. And I think that once he started to recognize that, that there is value in that role. And I mean, as the other coach offering it to him when he's kind of like, no way, buddy, like it's kind of insulting to you too. Cause I am a coach, but the fact that the more he thought about it, the more he saw it. And unfortunately, the situation with his dad, as he saw him on TV, didn't even remember his son in his.
To thank him in his. Yeah, that was pretty sad. That was
really sad.
And I really think that you're right. It takes a special set of eyes to recognize someone's weakness, and not just recognize their weakness, but how they can fix it. And I think that's a real gift. So it's unfortunate that, you know, his dad didn't help groom that, instead kind of tampered that down.
Cultivated as a that it is a valuable skill for sure.
Well, like all of the movies we generally watch from Hallmark, they have these wonderful town events, and this is no different, where the team was very connected to the town events. You know, that was part of their charitable giving in this movie. And one of the things that was my favorite was the cider social with all the little kids. Instead of tea, of course, they serve cider in their little teacups.
We go to those ones.
We go to a fancy tea every year for our birthdays at the Prince of Wales Hotel in Niagara-on-the-Lake here in Canada. And it is just so lovely and pretty. It's a really pretty girls' day out. Now, mind you, this was served by the team players, which was very very nice. And Scott was so cute with her niece, and her niece had a little teddy bear friend, and he made sure her teddy bear friend had cider.
It was very sweet. And they were all dressed for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were all dressed up, which we do. We dress all up for our tea too. So, and they always have these really fun events. And I, you know, like that's something I'm looking forward to in this coming season, as we're getting out of autumn and going soon into the Christmas season.
Yeah, we have our first event in 2 weeks.
So getting out and doing those fun family Christmas events. And hopefully our husbands won't consider it a forced holiday celebrating, sort of like Scott did. At least at first he felt very forced to do it, but I think by the end he saw the connection to family and how Christmas connects family too, and I think that it became a really joyful time for him too.
I agree, and as always, I love a town that does tons of Christmas events. That we've talked about this for years. We want to go to one and stay for a week, get a cabin. Hasn't happened, but we have talked about it. But the one thing I did want to identify with this movie, that it is scary to consider a huge life change in your career. Because, I mean, it makes a huge difference. I've had to make some major life career changes, and they could have busted and had a terrible impact on my family. I was blessed that these ones made proven to be far better for my family than worse. But that part I thought was a real life situation to think, like, you know, I got it in the big city, or should I do something here, and the coaching versus pro, and really in hockey. I mean, I'm obviously not a hockey expert, but I'm assuming there's a lifespan on hockey players. Eventually you either become a commentator or a coach right?
So, every major sports team, you can't be there forever. They're physical. You need that demands, physical. Right? Yeah, exactly.
I agree.
Movie number two, Where Are You, Christmas? Starring Lindsay Fonseca as Addie and Michael Ratty as Hunter. Addie discovers that a world without Christmas is a world without color. She and Hunter must work together to bring back the spirit of Christmas to the town of Red Lake Falls before it's too late and they are stuck in a world a black and white forever. Okay, so let's find out how this movie rated on our sofa rating system. Well, it rated Well, the highest we've ever had anything rate. It's rated with the charitable bonus 23 out of 20, which is, you know, we could say it was 100% Hallmark, but it's more like 115% Hallmark in this case. And the breakdown of the categories, well, it's easier to say which one it isn't, but military might, town holiday celebrations, Here Comes the Bride, location, 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 family and friends, unexpected hiccups, affairs of the heart, big life changes, and Christmas magic. And the charitable event was Addie's dad's charity event, Operation Christmas Smile for the Military.
Okay, so this whole black and white concept, very honeymooners concept, it really reminded me of It's a Wonderful Life, how it started, and you know, you're trying to get back to where you were, that whole concept, except that, you know, It's a Wonderful Life never turned back into color. However, The Wizard of Oz had that whole black and white beginning. Mm-hmm. And then when Dorothy arrived in Emerald City, it was color. So I did really like that they used that concept to really show how dark and blah your life is without Christmas. Mm-hmm. Now, going back to The Wizard of Oz, personal note, lovely movie, great awards, stars are amazing. But those flying monkeys scare the crap out of me. So I can't watch that movie very often because that's scary for me. But this movie, yeah. that concept was a really good way to show what life was like without Christmas.
Yeah, no flying monkeys, thankfully, in this movie.
Yeah, thankfully.
I agree. The switch to black and white was a clever metaphor of what life would be like without the joy and celebration of Christmas. Waking up and learning there was no more Christmas would be my personal nightmare. And I think yours too. I mean, I look forward to Christmas more than any other part of the year, including my birthday, because, you know, I'm getting older, but Christmas is always wonderful and beautiful every year. I do really like how close she and her brother were. And you saw that at the beginning, how close they were. And then when it turns black and white, it's very much he's snarky at her and stuff. Just goes to show how this lack of Christmas in their life made such a difference in their attitude. And, you know, the whole idea of her changing her plans when she was so stuck, never coming home for Christmas, yep. I was on a beach somewhere. But the moment he asked her, no, I'm going to ask my love to marry me. I need you. She changed her plans right away to come be with them. So I really like that.
I think that was a perfect concept of showing how nothing is more important than family. And it showed excellent family values that even though she was worried about seeing her dad and being in that town, that fear wasn't greater than her love for her family and her brother. So I agree with that.
And speaking of her family, I thought it was very cool that her dad is Jerry/Gary/Terry. He had like three names. I just kept naming him everything. And from Parks and Recreation. I love that show. We just finished rewatching the series. And he was honestly one of our favorite characters because he gets picked on a lot, but then he has this beautiful family in there. And in that show, he's such a good dad. It's such a priority in his life that he doesn't care what he gets teased about from other people. That's his focus. So, but I thought he was a little bit tough at Addie at the beginning of the movie, but I think he was just scared to get his hopes up that she would spend the entire holidays with them because she tends to just bounce. So I think he was just trying to protect himself because by the end, then they, you know, they have that whole moment, nice moment together where they realize their anger comes from the fact they just want to be together so much, but feeling that the other one didn't want it. Just a total misunderstanding, really.
Yeah. Lack of communication.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Now, speaking of lack of communication and understanding, Hunter wanting to be away from people, you know, due to his war experience. I mean, he'd lost his grandfather, his pops,
I think he called him
with the ring. So, and you know, I thought that was a really good depiction to get people thinking about things like Christmas time and all those people for these soldiers that are returning home. This is a very common reaction on like a PTSD with not knowing how to manage regular, you know, society as far as being, what do they call when you're not in the war, you're civilians, I think, is that the
right civilians, terminology? Yeah, turning back to a regular
civilian again, right?
Yep.
So I thought that that was a really good depiction, but the fact that he was able to find the Christmas spirit through communicating with the people in the town and Addie's help, that he was able to get the confidence to start reaching out again. Like he stood up at the end and spoke to do that award for the father. So like he'd really come out of his shell, which is, that was really nice to see.
Yeah. It was so funny when he first turned color, he was embarrassed and wanted to leave. I don't want him to stay like this. So she convinces him to go to her friend and he wears this whole incognito outfit of like a jacket and a hat and a scarf and the glasses. So he can't be seen. It just
like the invisible man.
Yeah. Like it was like, if he takes it off, he's invisible underneath, but it was really cute. And right from the beginning, when she told her friend remembered this Christmas memory with her mother, like that made me cry right away.
Yeah.
I just thought that was so heartwarming and the kind of crux of Christmas. And you know, like they're stuck in this upside down world where, you know, everything, instead of watching Christmas movies like we are right now in the countdown to Christmas with Hallmark, they were watching New Year's movies. And I have to say, starting 6 months, like from June, like I don't think I could take 6 months of watching New Year's movies when it's like, for me, it's the ball drops and I'm done. Like the tiny little minute of that. Whereas Christmas is a season, it's a being, it's a thought process. And, you know, like I feel like without Christmas and they showed that all the joy and the fun and the charity is just sucked out of the year. And that's why everyone was colorless.
Absolutely. That whole spreading of the Christmas spirit concept of giving people something that creates a Christmas memory for them. Mm-hmm. And then they turn into color as they remember. That was awesome. That was a great way to show that even though first they, you know, Hunter was changed and then she went to her best friend who did the school pageants.
Yeah.
And then she became
just remembering the stitching.
From those Christmas pages, but just two people had turned color. By the time they started walking through the town, it had spread like wildfire, which is exactly what it's like when you have the Christmas spirit and it's at the malls, it's out on the street, you know. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was really great. And I actually thought that once Andy and her dad seemed to be on the same page with things, that they would become color, right? They went to the
pageant,
they still were black and white. But the fact that she required true love, that was not what I expected. However, I should have expected it since it's a Hallmark movie that true love was like that. You know, your true love's kiss brings everything back to place. But it was still a cute concept. Very Hallmark. Actually, almost Disney too.
Yeah, that's true. And love and Christmas, they do go hand in hand. For me, the favorite line of the whole show is when she was convincing, I believe it was when she was convincing Hunter about, you know, why they do this. She said, helping people heal what's hurting inside of them so they can find their joy. That's the Christmas spirit. I just love that. I thought, what a great way to express it. And I absolutely loved how heartwarming this movie was. Just like in general, I found it so heartwarming. It was a great way to start off. Like really both these movies were a great way to start off the Hallmark Christmas movie season. And I mean, really what a great reminder to enjoy this special season while we have it and not let those daily stresses in our regular lives take away that joy and the spirit of Christmas from us. The love of Christmas.
I totally agree. 100%. The other thing that I just want to make sure that we talk about before we end this wonderful movie segment is that charity event for the family of the soldiers that was created by her dad. And it was a true testament to what the meaning of Christmas is. You might not know that soldier. You might not know that family, but you were looking out for them. So I thought the fact that the town also recognized the father for doing this, which helped him obviously come back to color. But the fact that they did that, like that's what it's all about. It's that paying forward concept, right? So I think it was worth mentioning that the fact that they didn't just have the fact that he was secluded because he was a soldier, but that they were doing something for the families of soldiers and soldiers. So I thought that was a really good concept. And I think it was worth the mention.
I think it's important to remember our military at Christmas time when they're so very far away from their families doing something 100%. So immensely important.
Especially right now at this stage in 2023, I guess you should say, the world is a bit of a crazy place right now and a lot happening on different parts of the world. So it is nice that people are thinking about those that are protecting everyone.
Yeah, agreed. All right. So that comes to the end of the two movies and we could have a little update on our drink. So classic eggnog. I think it's a tradition. It's everybody's favorite. It's not my particular favorite.
I don't like it at all, but it looks pretty.
It looks pretty. And it's always a wonderful thing to serve when you're in a group setting. So yeah, we hope you enjoyed yours.
This episode was brought to you by Hamish Community Services, opening doors by taking the dis out of disabilities. You can find out more information at hamish.ca.
Well, fellow Crownheads, we've come to the end of today's chat.
You can find all our episodes on your favorite podcast network.
And on our website, sistersipandchat.ca. Subscribe and never miss a chat session.
Thanks for listening. Join us next time.
And we'll save you a seat on the sofa.